Hello and welcome to the Southbound Sports Show. I'm your host, Richie Leahy, here with my co-host, Matty B. And the big topic that I think you've sent me, I've had a couple people send me, is the gambling aspect in the NFL. I feel like we've talked about this a lot in the offseason, but now with the Jets-Chiefs game, of course, I went to bed. Like, I hadn't been feeling well for a while, and I'm starting to, like, finally be on the rebound. And for once, I was, like, actually tired, and I thought, I'm not going to watch this game. I don't care about the Jets. I thought they were going to be killed, right? So when I wake up to a bunch of messages like, yo, what happened at the end of that game? I was like, I got to watch and see. So Mahomes comes down, and he slides near the goal line, picks up the first down when he could have easily scored a touchdown to cover the game. And there were some other like weird things that happened, like Zach Wilson dropped that snap. And it just seemed like there were some weird things to make it so that the Chiefs didn't cover the spread. And I've seen a couple articles where writers are saying, like, if you're this upset about the game, then don't gamble. And to me, that's like the straw man argument. Like, what are you talking about? The NFL is advertising gambling at all points of the season, right?
Yeah.
The other thing, I know your team killed me in fantasy because, like, what do we have? The Raiders, right? Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't play. Eckler, they string me along all week saying Eckler's going to play. I know he's not going to play. If he doesn't play, I have no chance. But what's the point of faking it that he's going to play? Is it for the opponent? Because, like, it's not helping the gamblers or whatever. And I kind of like how the Big Ten, because you're allowed to gamble on college teams, right, in PA?
I believe so.
So, like, the Big Ten started to put out that you have to let everyone know who's not going to play. I think they're the only conference that does it, which is another reason why the Big Ten's like the best and most. Like, every other conference is like, why does the Big Ten make the most money? It's like, because they're always like ahead. They're the first ones to do replay. They're doing this injury report thing. And of course, that's going to get more eyeballs on it, because if you're a gambler, why the hell are you going to gamble on another conference when you don't even know who's going to play? Right? So it's almost like they were ahead with the network thing, right? The Big Ten network. They're always like one step ahead, where they're like, you know how we can get a little bit more eyeballs? Let's target the gamblers. And then, like, all the presidents, I imagine, like, their heads perk up, and they're like, how are we going to do that? Let's just put out our roster, right? Because these guys, you're going to have to know who's playing. And every Saturday I wake up, I check the Michigan report. It's nice. I'm like, all right, questionable, doubtful. Like, it's like basically like the NFL, which is like what I think they modeled it after. But if you're promoting gambling, and it's not just the NFL, it's college, there's always going to be rumors now of, is this rigged? College basketball, people point shaving. We've been hearing about that since the 80s, right? Now it's out in the open. You really don't know. The only reason they find out is because people talk. Like Calvin Ridley, right? How did they find out? He's like openly gambling, right? If he just doesn't say anything, or like he has a brother or someone that like won't say anything, they would never know. They would never know. It's not like they're wiretapping these people. Could you imagine if you're in the NFL, you're like, yeah, you got to wear a wire. Like, all right, I guess I have to. And like writing notes down and then burning it in like their backyard barbecue. Like, bet I'm not going to make 5 catches. And then, oops, he drops the last one. Right? But someone like the injury stuff to me is just insane. Because I'm watching along with the games because I have my fantasy team up. And I'm like, we're going to get killed. I make the right call. I play Dobbs from the Packers on Thursday night. And I thought, I have a chance, maybe. But Davante Adams, right? He's out there for the Raiders. He gets injured. Doesn't play like the entire first half. Has 0 points at halftime. Somehow, magically, Matt, he's healed in the locker room. And he comes out and gets like, what, 15 points? Not like what he was projected to do, but enough that it was like, if you would have got even half of that in the first half, like, that would have been a respectable thing. But what are you doing? How are you getting that healed at halftime? Like, you injure your shoulder. You're like, how are you coming back from that? So I don't even know, like, some of these, are you playing? Like, is it going to be a McCaffrey thing where you're just kind of like in and out because your team sucks? Because McCaffrey, since he's with the 49ers, Matt, hasn't been injured.
There is something to that.
We joke about it on the show, but you can't tell me that these guys that are getting stingers and just taking like halves or quarters off, how are you not preserving your body? You don't know if a guy's like banged up. You see, like McCaffrey, remember he would always ride that bike? It would always annoy the crap out of me because I got all the Panthers games living down here. Or he's always like on the bike. And then he would go on the turf and he'd like try to make a cut. And you could tell he's like faking it. And now with the 49ers taking bigger hits, never gimping up like his hamstring. And I thought maybe he's just like a guy that's like super jacked up. Maybe he's on some type of roids or something where it makes it easier to tear a muscle. Nope. Unless he fixed that with the 49ers. They have better stuff over there. I don't know. But you open up gambling. And now you opened up the scrutiny of people watching. And I think it's going to be hard for people to look at it and not think that there's a WWE element. Doesn't have anything to do with popularity. They could come out and say like, oh yeah, certain teams, like, we rig it against them. Okay, that makes sense. Like, small market teams or whatever, like in baseball, where they're just blatantly saying, like, small market teams suck. Pirates, get used to it. That's why it always annoys me when I have friends and family going to Pirates games, yakking it up. Oh yeah, the Pirates, next year could be the year. Could you wait and see our club team? Look at the minor leagues. Like, no, buddy. What are you serious? They're trading like 8 guys a year from the minor league. They're never going to build up. Never going to build anything up. And then the Braves, who, best record in baseball. You can actually own stock in the Braves. So you can be an owner right now. I think it's like 30 or 40 bucks right now. You could own a piece of the Braves, Matt. If you bought in last year or last time, 2 years ago when they won the World Series, I think it was at like 27 bucks or something like that. You got almost double. I think it was up to 40 something. So like, what it need to be, close to 50? I don't know if it ever went up that high, but you would have made a ton of money if you just invested in Braves baseball. But yet, people are happy to just give their money to Bob Nutting. He's not sharing it with you. Right? That's why I'm surprised. Like, the Denver Broncos, they went up for ownership, and there were rumors that they were trying to get a deal like the Braves, where it was just owned by a stock group, and anyone could just pay in and be an owner. Not like the Packers is like a traditional, like, non-stock thing. But like with the Broncos, they would have been just like the Braves. You could own it. You could sell it the next month. You could sell it the same day. You could day trade it if you wanted. They're playing like a tough team. You're like, I'm going to sell all my stock and then buy back when they go on a winning streak, you know? Like, crazy, but you could do that. So that's what I'm saying, like, out there. That's made me even respect the Braves even more. TBS, when you have a team like that, when they go out and they're promoting the Braves and they're on every network, the only team that had more distribution, at least in Pennsylvania back at the time, you could argue was the Cubs, right? They're on WGN or whatever that TV channel was. Yeah. So Cubs and the Braves and then the Pirates, possibly. Now the Yankees have their own network. I still don't see the Yankees games anywhere. So to me, I'm like, why would I care about the Yankees? Right? And any local team... what was it? Is it Oakland that's bitching, or maybe it's who's the other one? The Brewers, Milwaukee. I think they're bitching about tax dollars being used for their stadium, and they're saying like, no, we don't want to do it. They're petitioning against it. I haven't seen a lot of coverage on ESPN, but I've seen it on other networks. So I'm assuming that like ESPN doesn't want to cover it because they want the teams. They don't want fans to start to get upset with the teams. That's what's going to happen with the NFL though. Because you have no connection with the team. The owner makes all the money. So,
well, and I think, like, I don't know. It's a weird situation.
Because your only investment in the game is if you're gambling now or playing fantasy football. Other than you're just a casual fan. I mean, I guess there are some diehards. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, for the Buckeye, they, like, Ohio State, they have that one guy that always dresses up and all this stuff. Like, that's a diehard fan. I don't think there's, like, any fans on that level in the NFL, right? I don't remember seeing, like, fans as always at the games where they're like, that's a Steelers guy right there. Like, I don't think they have that. In college, you kind of have that. Where it's like, oh, Sister Jean, like, right?
I'm sure they do, but I'm sure that it's not as...
They don't market it, probably, you're right.
Yeah.
But the NFL is opening it up to where it's more of like, it's more than just an emotional thing. Like, well, my dad likes the game, or I like going to the games. I like watching the game with my dad. It's like now people are losing money on the game. And of course they're going to be pissed, right? It'd be like if you went and you're working for your boss. And at the end of the day, he's like, well, just go home on Friday. I'm not going to pay you. Go home at lunch. And he's like, it's already 2:30, dude. He's like, ah, yeah, you should have left early. You're not getting paid. That's like what it's like watching the Chiefs when Mahomes slides instead of going for the touchdowns. And everyone's like, oh, it's the right call. It's the right call or whatever. And I get that. They run the clock out like down at the one or whatever. So, yeah. But people don't care if the Chiefs win. Right?
Some people do.
But not most. Because when you open it to gambling, you're getting gamblers from every other team. And a lot of them even want to see the Chiefs lose, so they hedge their bets, right? They're like, oh, they're easily going to cover. The Jets suck. I'm a Broncos fan. And our team just lost by 70 or 50 points. They scored 70 on us. Could you imagine? Like, even if you're like, could you imagine the stock price, Matt? You could have been buying it up after that loss. Like Sean Payton looks like he's a bust. Russell Wilson, you could have been buying shares left and right. And then whenever they eventually sell the team or whatever, someone buys all the remaining stock to own it. But with Mahomes thing, like there's nothing other than that one investment in that game. And if you bet them straight up, you're just taking a like loss on the money. The line was probably, was it 8.5 or something like that? 7? Or was it 6.5?
It was from this past week.
Yeah, because they just needed a touchdown to cover. They won by 3, didn't they? So that would have put him at 10. I don't know.
I want to say it was 8.5,
which is a pretty good line. And that even the people that took the money, like that's a big cut. When you bet 100, you only win whatever. But it's insane. I don't think there's going to be any way to fix it. I think we're in the starting point of where that's happening. Same with daily fantasy. I keep hearing people like, I get the scam messages from like whatever, they put me on a mailing list and they'll be like, hey, if you bet with us, if your guy gets hurt, we'll give you your money back. It's like, really? Every time? Or just the one time this promo's running, buddy? Because like, I've been in that. I've been part of like, oh, hey, you should gamble, start gambling with us. We'll give you a promo. Then you win big. It's like, hey, can I cash that out? They're like, well, that was part of the promo, though. That's only in our like casino money. You can't cash out the promo money. It's like, then why the hell am I betting with you guys? So I think the whole industry is still full of scams. And until they can figure it out to where, anytime I hear like a promo, I just think it's too good to be true. I've been on the winning side. I've been stuck and just had money stuck in like so-and-so casino or whatever. And they're like, well, that's promo money. It's like, well, then I'm never coming back to your casino, buddy. If I wanted Chuck E. Cheese type money, then I'd go to Chuck E. Cheese. Like, what are you doing? Well, if you were, because they always see the ads on TV, like, well, we'll match you $100. It's like, yeah, but is that real money? Like, if you win with that $100, are you getting that money out? I asked the one guy, because they started calling me. I got off the list now. I don't know. Do you ever get those calls? I don't even know how I get on the list.
No.
It's like, hey, so-and-so from whatever, Draft Stalker, I don't want to say the names because I don't remember which one it was, but they're like, if you get on, you get $100. I'm like, yeah, if I win with that 100, can I cash out? Guy's like, why would you want to cash out if you're on a winning streak? I'm like, just answer the question, buddy. No, you can't answer it. So why would I trust your site? Then they were saying that a lot of those had like algorithms that were rigged anyway, where their computers had fake bots that were placing the top bid so you could never win. What's the point? What's the point? Then if it's going to be like that and the NFL is going to complain about it, then just go back to banning gambling. But I honestly think it's going to be...
They're probably making so much money off it.
And that's why I think it's going to be the death of the sport. It's not going to be concussions that brings it down. It's going to be... Because like think of like horse racing now. Horse racing used to be one of the most popular sports in America. Now the only people that watch are the gamblers. Right?
I would think probably.
Do you know any casual person that ever talks to you about racing that's not gambling on it?
I don't know of anyone that's gambling on racing, if I'm being honest.
Oh, I know people that gamble on it. You're not hanging out with the right crowds, man. Even on Seinfeld, they're gambling on horse racing.
Yeah, horse racing, not NASCAR.
Well, I'm saying I meant horse racing because horse racing used to be the most one of the most popular. That boxing, another one where people were gambling on it all the time, and now it's almost like a fake WWE version of it, where everyone just talks trash and no one knows the boxers anymore unless they're celebrities, right? That's where NFL's going to go. It's going to be like The Rock out there, and he's like not even ever getting sacked. He's like a quarterback now. It's like, what the hell? What? The Rock's back to playing football? Tom Brady comes out of retirement. He's 70. He's like Ric Flair out there.
Just cutting promos.
Yeah, he's out there. He's like selling his TB12 diet. And like, what are all the guys selling Subway now? They all have their own menu item. Like Patrick Mahomes. It's like awesome. But the one thing that I have noticed... with this, when they're like, now they're marketing more players instead of teams, and I think it's more recently too, right? Because even in the 90s, I felt like you knew the players, like the Cowboys, like you knew Aikman and stuff, but it was still like the Cowboys. People were like, I'm a Cowboys fan. Now, I talk to people, it's like, yeah, I'm a fan of Patrick Mahomes. Like, it's not like I'm a diehard Chiefs fan anymore. It's like, I'm a fan of Mahomes. Like, even with Tom Brady, like, I talked about Tom Brady. I'd cheer whatever team Tom Brady's on. I'm not going to be a fan of that team. Right? Even the Steelers kind of separate it when they all went in on, like, Ben Roethlisberger and his issues. And it's like, it's an easy place to step back and be like, yeah, I'm just not going to cheer for the Steelers anymore. That's why it's weird whenever I brought it up, I think it was last week when they played the Raiders, and it was like, the entire broadcast was talking about how it's an old school Steelers team, and it's like, they're not. This team is not any good. Pretending that they're the same 70s Steelers on defense is just a joke to get the casual people to buy in, but they're not even buying in. If you can't gamble on the game, no one's watching. So I think they're digging their own grave with it. I honestly do. It's like kind of like NBA. Remember, NBA used to be really popular in the 90s. In the 2000s or whatever, when that guy was caught fixing games, it's been on a nosedive ever since. And now they're doing the same thing. The NFL's following their model, the NBA, which I don't understand, where they're not promoting teams anymore. They're promoting superstars. And when the superstars' teams are losing, like LeBron's choking out, no one's caring anymore. Even the Lakers-Celtics rivalry isn't a big rivalry anymore. I mean, people pretend it is, but honestly, like, no one's stopping what they're doing to watch it.
Yeah.
I think even college basketball, I think with Duke and UNC, I would say, like, that's nowhere near Michigan, Ohio State level in terms of, like, football support. But I would say even that's bigger than any NBA rivalry right now. And that's college. NFL, I think, still has pockets of people, like, Ravens, Steelers, pretty intense. Maybe, like, I would say, like, Lions and someone, but Lions have been so bad for a while, it's hard to have a rivalry like that. Same with, like, Packers, Bears anymore. If the Packers win, like, 15 out of 20, are fans going to care? Nah. Nah, they're not. They're like, well, that's just two losses on the schedule, you know? So, that's what I want to kind of see. Like, you can only go to some point and kind of see how you're going to build up. They're getting like massive TV ratings, and people are blaming it on. I know you wanted me to bring this up last week. Your girl Taylor Swift, dude. You want to make a comment on that?
No, I don't want to.
You text me. You said, "Hey,
I did say about
you
that,
said, can I talk about Taylor Swift on the show?" Go ahead, talk about her.
Because it goes hand in hand with the gambling that are they trying to keep the Chiefs propped up because of all the new influx of Taylor Swift fans that are now going to start following NFL just because of keeping interest in what she's doing? Like, you're the king of random like conspiracy theories, and this would rank right up there as one of the most like blatant. Yeah, we have this whole new base of people that are going to be getting into the NFL. Why not try to capitalize on it?
Well, see, now I'm trying to find the actual TV ratings, and this is a pure NBA move where they're not giving me the actual number. Because why not just give me the number if they're so good, right? Because in 2021 they were 17.1 million viewers a game. That was up from like 14.9 during COVID when COVID was down. It went back down last year to 16.7, which is kind of what it was pre-COVID in 2019. But the fact that they're not telling me what it is in 2023, other than the Chiefs games are getting massive ratings, makes me think that it's lower than last year, right? Because when they start telling me, hey, it's increasing among teen girls ages 12 to 17, that's not a big enough demographic for them to really care, right? So do people care? Because like I want to know what the average fan, like what the TV ratings are. I just want to see, maybe sports, this one has it. What, they don't have it on here? Why don't they just give me the average? I bet it's right around 16 million is what it looks like. 16. Oh, some of these are pretty low though. So it looks like the Chiefs game, but they're also primetime games, right? That one's getting like 24 million. The rest of the games are like 8, 12, 13, 13. I would think that 24 isn't going to balance that out to be above what last year's average was. Oh, there's no way. Yeah. There's no way that it's as high as last year. Because even week two, the highest two was 25 and 17 million. The rest of them going all the way down to 6 million viewers. There's no way that number is going to balance out. So I wouldn't be surprised. If they're not telling me the total numbers, it's because it's down from last year. So is Taylor Swift hype really helping? No. Like, right?
It's all over X right now.
Yep, they're down right now. It's 16.7. So last year was, what I say, 17? Oh, shit, I closed that tab. It was 17-something. But it's down to 16.7. And I'm telling you, Twitter's all a bunch of bots anyway. That's why I think he's trying to make it per paid now. Where there's rumors that everyone might have to pay to have an account. So like our Southbound Sports account will probably disappear. Because I'm not paying for it, right?
Right.
So, I mean, you'll have to promote the show for us if you're paid for it. That'll be... But like I'm telling you, last year was 17.1. So they are down last year, half a million viewers per game? Bringing in Taylor Swift is probably some type of marketing thing that the NFL execs brought up. Because honestly, does a casual fan even know who Travis Kelce is? No. There's zero chance people know him.
I would think that, one of the better players on one of the best teams, like, there's a likelihood of that happening.
I watched a game with some people and that commercial with him and his brother, Ron. And one of the ladies said, oh, are those two brothers? Do they play or something? Do they play or something? Matt, do you think if Tom Brady was on there, people would know? They would know who Tom Brady is. They don't know who Travis Kelce is. Do they play or something? That's all I'm saying. Plus, he has that weird mustache now. He's looking like he's trying out for Super Troopers. I'll keep dogging on Kelsey. Maybe Taylor Swift will write a song about us. Wouldn't that be funny? That's probably what will happen. She'll write a song. A bunch of NFL lackeys will eat it up. But the ratings are down. Same thing I talk about for NBA. You start to do superstar weird stuff. Pop stars are at the game. All this other stuff. And then the ratings go down. But yet they want more money. And then the network goes down, right? ESPN goes down and is losing. And I've been wanting to say it because this kind of ties in with, like, if you're hedging your bets and you're putting your games on all these networks, for the NFL, it works. Those ratings are still higher than, like, anything. What's the popular TV shows like right now? Yellowstone? I think that's getting, like, what's that getting per episode? I'm going to see if I could find it. What were the other ones? Like, those old crime shows? What, Yellowstone's up to, like, what, 5 million people per episode? That's a pretty big one. I think it's kind of streaming, too. So that's, like, what, a third of what the NFL gets? The NFL is still, like, the most watched TV show. I think we talk about it every summer when those ratings come out.
Yeah.
I don't know. What else is another popular TV show? I'll just search most watched TV shows. It's probably like Seinfeld reruns. Ginny in Georgia? Never heard of it, dude. Ted Lasso. What's this one? I wish it would just give me some numbers. Oh, NCIS. That's what I'm thinking of. They're averaging 9.9 million. It's been on forever. Right, so they're about two-thirds of what the NFL gets. So even the most popular TV shows aren't reaching the NFL numbers. So the NFL, it doesn't matter if they go down a little bit. But I wouldn't be surprised if this whole Taylor Swift thing is like concocted to get more young people interested in the game. Because there has to be a shift, right? NBA is supposed to be a hot league. Because old people don't watch it anymore. It's all young people. So they're saying that, oh, in 10 years, when those young people are in like the older demographic and more young people keep watching, the NBA is going to be more popular than the NFL. That doesn't always hold true. Right? It's like watching old like kid cartoons. You're not like, they're not saying like, oh, man, wait until Scooby-Doo fans get to their 50, right? Like at some point, you're not watching Scooby-Doo anymore. Like you're not going to be watching the NBA all the time because it's kind of like a soap for men, right? NFL's kind of like that now too, and it's like they're taking the same thing from like WWE. They're trying to make it like a soap. And do people care? Like I don't care what players are dating who. Like they always talk about like Mahomes' girlfriend. I always see like ads, like you know how they have the ads like you'll never guess what happened to Brittany Mahomes. I think that's her name, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm never clicking on that ad. I don't give one shit. But people must click on it, right? Otherwise, they wouldn't be running it. But I wonder what happened to her.
See, you should have clicked on it. Then you'd know.
Probably nothing. It's probably going to say, like, she broke down in tears because Mahomes won another Super Bowl. Or something weird. Or, right? Or was it his brother? Or is it her brother that got, like, in a bunch of stuff for groping girls? Like, all right. Probably something related to that. I don't know. I remember that coming up on this show. It's like, oh, very weird. But I think that was just the way they reported that incident. Now, like they're talking about it. It's like so insane that, oh, Taylor Swift helping the Chiefs drive big TV ratings for Chiefs game. Are people really watching it to watch her in the booth? Did they show her in the booth? Like I told you, I felt like I went to bed last night. Was it last night that game was on or was it Sunday night?
I believe, so I think Sunday night, but let me check.
Did you watch it?
No, I went to bed early last night.
See, yeah. So you didn't watch it either. So you don't know if they showed her in the booth. They have pictures of her in the booth.
I'm certain they showed her in the booth. I would bet a large sum of money that they showed her in the booth.
Yeah, they had that one Tom Brady game with the Patriots where they kept showing him in the booth. and he said he'd always be a Patriot. Did you remember that? Now they're having a movie of him. And they were like, they're doing it. It's called like the Patriot Way or something. Did you see that?
No.
That's how you know.
In the exact same way that I loosely follow this Taylor Swift stuff is the amount of energy that I exert on Tom Brady.
I'm getting more concerned that you know more about Taylor Swift than Tom Brady. I'm getting concerned.
I know the exact same amount of information.
I don't know. Do you know who Tom Brady's dating right now?
I'm sure it's someone that's in their 20s.
But you know more information about Taylor Swift because she's dating Kelsey, right? Or is she not dating him?
I don't know. I would assume they are based off of what everyone is saying.
I don't know. I don't know who Tom Brady's dating either, though. So I guess I'm kind of in the same boat.
If Tom Brady was a real champion, he wouldn't be dating anyone. You should know that it was a trap.
Now, what would be funny is if Taylor Swift shows up the next game with Tom Brady. Right? No,
just trolling people.
No, because that would only work if she was showing up to see Garoppolo, right? And then Tom Brady's there. Ruining his life. Tom Brady's shadow. But like Garoppolo, they're like, oh yeah, he could be back. Just an ankle injury. I'm just like, I'm kind of just confused on where they're going with it. Are they alienating football fans? Because it's like you heard that argument like 10 years ago where it's like everything they're doing is alienating the hardcore fan. And it's like now we're bringing in teen girls. Like they're obviously targeting them whenever their like media statement is centered around how many teen girls are watching. And it's like, why do I care? Why do I care? You're making it not for me. If it wasn't for fantasy football, honestly, I'd probably watch the Packers and that's it. Right? Text you guys a bunch. Like sometimes things happen. I'm like, do I even text anyone about the football? Like, nah, I really don't care. I haven't heard a lot of people even talk about NFL. I'm actually surprised more where when I go out to like other games like flag football and like other youth games or even like neighborhood events and stuff, a lot more people are talking college football now when it used to be heavily favored the NFL. At least in my experience, right? And I wouldn't even say just in Pittsburgh. I would say in general, I used to hear a lot of people talk more about the NFL, and it's kind of just nosedive. Where if I go out on a Sunday, I go to someone's house, they don't have any NFL games on at all. And on Saturday, that's usually never the case. I think everyone's usually watching college football. And maybe the ratings don't line up because there are so many different teams. But I'm like just wondering, like, is it a shift where people just don't care about the NFL as much anymore? And right now, it's not really mattering as much, right? Because like there's 300 million people in the country. Only 16 million of them are watching the games on the weekend, right?
Yeah.
It's not a lot. I mean, almost the same amount of people watch NCIS. The NCIS was beating some NFL games. That show's been on forever. You could watch reruns. The episodes are basically the same, right? Although you could say that about football. They just don't let you watch reruns unless you're like paying for NFL Network. Anything else you want to talk about with the NFL? I feel like I've hijacked it on a bunch of different directions. But the NFL, man, they're starting to lose me, right?
I'm trying to think that there's something else with the NFL. Oh, did you watch the Toy Story version of the NFL game?
Nah, because I hate the London games, dude. Till I get up and do stuff on Sunday, it's always like half over. Did you watch it?
No, my weekend was really a wash.
The one thing that really gets me, it's like Sunday, especially in the South, is like a big church day, right? And you have that as like part of like the routine for a lot of people. And yet their idea is let's put a game on that same time. And I'm not saying like, oh, that's going to compete with it, but that makes a difference, right? Like, there's a reason no one usually has games on that early. And so to see them like, well, we're going to get other fans watching in London. It's like, really? Are you? You're letting them watch the Jaguars. Right? Like, not a good team. I mean, I guess they're decent, but it's like, you're not sending Mahomes over there. If he's your best guy and you want to promote the league, make him play over there. Right? It's like whenever the international soccer comes, because like when I had student tickets at Michigan, I think like Real Madrid and someone else came, and it was like their B squad, and they're like, hey, as a student season ticket holder, you can get these tickets on a discount. And I was like, these are the big teams, but it was like the minor league version of them. And then when I looked at the roster of players that were coming, I didn't know any of them. And I thought, well, I'm not going to this game. Right? It's like, I don't care how big of a discount you give me. It would be like the New York Yankees single A club coming to London. Like, oh, is this the real Yankees? Like, nah. Nah, son. Maybe one day one of these guys might make the Yankees, but this isn't anywhere close. That's what it was kind of like. I'm pretty sure it was Real Madrid and someone else. And I thought, is Ronaldo going to be there? And I don't think he was there. I think that's who he played for, right? Because I was like, damn, I guess if Ronaldo played in the big house, that'd be awesome. And I didn't go. Maybe he ended up showing up. They couldn't guarantee. Like, there was like a big thing. Like, we can't guarantee the players are going to be there. And I'm like, it's kind of like the NBA. Didn't you bring that up a few weeks ago where people were pushing for, like, the NBA? I don't know. Maybe it wasn't you. Maybe it was someone else I was talking to. But the NBA is now pushing where they want people that are buying tickets want to guarantee that their players are going to play a certain amount of games. Right? Because now some players like LeBron are getting old where they don't want to play every game.
Yeah.
During the regular season. And so if I'm buying tickets to take my son to see LeBron and he's not playing, I wasted my day. Because like if you have a kid and they only wanted to see LeBron and he's not there, that's going to piss the kid off. They're never going to want to come back. So it's like, all right, well, maybe if I'm paying you this much money, maybe you don't only play 50 games. And I know LeBron plays more than that, but I don't remember which player or players they were talking about specifically, but they were talking about having like a TV type deal where if they're going to pay more money for what the NBA is, they want to be able to be guaranteed that the superstars are playing. And they're not just taking rest games. Like, they have to be hurt. But again, with the medical stuff, like, you don't know if a guy's actually hurt. Like, was Devontae Adams really hurt in the first half? Or how did he come back? Right?
Yeah.
I'm still wondering. Like, is Eckler going to come back? Or is their team bad this year? And they're just like, you know what? Sit it out. And you won me the fantasy last year. I know I can't win every year. Like, I'm cool. As long as I stay the top gun in the fantasy league and someone else wins, right?
Yeah. My team is so boom or bust.
Well, my team is too. Because I looked and I would have beat you last week. My team went off and I was like, of course, every week is a bust for me though when my guys just don't show half the game. Like, I'm like, I don't even know what to do. Aiden O'Connell, my mistake was I have too many, I ended up with too many Raiders and Browns, dude. And now my team is screwed.
now you're acting like the Raiders.
It was actually the Bengals, too. I have Bengals, Browns, and like the Dolphins defense, which I knew was going to be a bust. So I picked up a different defense. I played all the right moves. And then my guys just got hurt, didn't play. And it was like, awesome. Thanks, guys. But all I have to do is make the playoffs. This is how my year is going to end up. I'm going to have – my team's going to play like crap. And maybe if I GM my way in, I'll be like Bruce Belichick. I'll make the playoffs. And just like Bruce Belichick, baby, I'll win one game. Oh, and then what? Boom. I'll be eliminated the next week because I don't have Brady leading me around. Perfect. Just kidding. Everyone knows Bill Belichick, not Bruce Belichick, is a great leader of men. And the Patriots are great. They're not benching Mac Jones for nothing. They're teaching him a lesson, a valuable lesson. And they're going to come back, and the Patriots are going to do the Patriot way. They're going to do a documentary about it. And that's how people win, right?
Continue to show. We just keep doing the same thing. Although, speaking of the same thing.
I'm just kidding. Do you think people know? Do you think people know people's names, like Belichick?
I would assume.
If I call him, if I would go out to someone, I keep calling him Bruce Belichick, do you think someone would correct me? Or do you think people would only know him as...
Most people wouldn't.
They would just know him as Belichick, right?
Yeah, but I could see that just being like, I don't want to ruffle feathers because he's kind of deranged. Just lets you just speak wrong, be like, this idiot, just keep calling him Bruce.
And what if I was talking about a totally different guy? Oh, man. All right. Let's see. Anything else you have for the NFL?
I'm wondering how much longer, and I know people have been calling for Matt Canada to be fired. I don't think Tomlin does it right now. And this is my logic behind not firing him. If he continues to stick with him, at the end of the year, Rooney's can just be like, "Hey, you need to fire the coordinator, or you're going to go," and it'll buy him more time to just be like, "Yeah, I'll just get rid of my coordinator then," and then he has a free pass for any wrongdoings that happen during the season. If he gets rid of Canada right now, and then they continue to just be hot garbage, then it's going to be hard to keep him as the head coach.
I honestly don't even know, is Matt Canada the reason they're bad?
He's the one that's going to be falling on the sword.
Because, like, I mean, yeah, they didn't score on the Texans, which is kind of a shock, right? They get blown out. They also got blown out against the 49ers. But they did beat the Browns and the Raiders, and like halfway through the year, you really don't know. I mean, Pickett is hurt. He has a bone bruise. Is he really hurt? They're starting all the hot takes on, oh, is Tomlin going to be gone? And maybe you're right. Maybe they are just keeping him around. But does a coach really matter? Like the Cowboys, like with McCarthy, man. Everyone was talking about how that was an awful hire. The Cowboys looked awesome for three of their four games, right? So, who knows? Maybe it was just a bad game for them, but like you can have an old coach that can still figure it out, because I really don't think it's so much of like the scheme or whatever. At some point, you still need to have the players. I mean, honestly, I'd be more alarmed if it's like with the Packers coming out. The Packers 2 weeks in a row have come out so flat that they've been down like 20-point deficits, where the Steelers haven't really had that happen. They don't look like they come out unprepared. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just seems like things aren't happening for them because they're not that talented. And in Pittsburgh, people don't know how to cope with that. So they're like, we got to fire Tomlin. But it's like, buddy, you don't have it that bad. Like, what are you talking about? You're right behind the Ravens. You're second in the division right now. Your division record is 1-0. You could go 8-0 or 6-0 in the division, right? So we don't know.
Yeah,
you don't know. Like you firing someone so early, or people calling for his head. I don't know what they're thinking, because like a lot of the stuff you scheme up is going to work if you have players. Like, it wouldn't matter if Matt Canada was OC in the Chiefs. Do you think their Chiefs offense is going to look different? Not really that much. So
I think where it gets a little bit difficult is when you have a defense like Pittsburgh that spends so much time. And like we've talked about this over the years when Florida State was going through their transition period. When your defense is spending so much time on the field, and your offense is constantly three and out, and you're not burning any time, it doesn't matter. You could have an all-world defense. and they're going to wear out eventually if you're just continuing just like run up the middle, run outside, throw a deep pass, punt. Run up the middle, run outside, throw a deep pass, punt. You know, like that's the formula for getting your butt kicked.
But like I said, they have two wins. So like if I were them, I want to see more. The Texans was the only one that's alarming to me. The 49ers is a legit good team. So like getting blown out by them. But like is Matt Canada throwing the two bicks against the 49ers? No. Like Pickett played like shit in that game. And whenever you start to play like crap, your team gets behind and then there's nothing you can do. Like there's no way for him to scheme out of that. Same against like the Texans. Pickett, no touchdowns, threw an interception. At some point, using him as a scapegoat because you want Pickett to be good. What's that going to be? I mean, the defense kind of bailed him out against the Raiders a little bit too, but Pickett still had two touchdowns, no interceptions. They controlled the clock. There's really nothing in that side of things, like for that game, to really make it anything like bad on the offense. They had 333 total yards, 17 first downs. Like everything was all pretty much even against the Raiders. And the Raiders had Garoppolo at that point. The games that they won even, the Browns one, they did get outscored, but they had less, like they had still turnovers and stuff. Like you just can't have the turnovers. And until Pickett can show that he doesn't turn the ball over, I wouldn't blame it on Canada. I just wouldn't. I don't know what they can do, but every time I watch them, they get blown out. Maybe I just won't watch them, Matt. let's see. For the college football, I was talking about how the TV ratings, where I really think that the SEC now putting their games on ESPN is going to be a bad long-term move. And we had another week here where week five football come out where the Fox, the big noon game again, had the highest TV ratings. 7.24 million. It was Colorado, USC. And I talked about how Colorado was getting blown out and then they come back, missed an onside kick. Georgia, Auburn at 3:30 on CBS was the second highest game. Next year, that game's not going to be on CBS. That's going to be a Big Ten game. Then the ABC game, and then another Fox game, then a Michigan-Nebraska game, which was an absolute beatdown. That Michigan-Nebraska game was not even... That was what the committee would have called a non-compete, Matt. Anyone watching that after the first quarter just is into some crazy stuff, dude. Right? Because why would you want to watch that unless you were a diehard Michigan fan? Nebraska fan, like, I don't even think would watch that entire game. But it still beat the Bama, Mississippi State game, beat LSU, Mississippi, beat Florida, Kentucky, beat Texas, Kansas. Like it beat Texas, Kansas by like a million viewers or whatever. Beat the night game on NBC between Iowa and Michigan State, which is insane. But that's the power of having these big-time schools like Michigan around to boost the ratings up. Ohio State, I don't think, played last weekend. They're going to play Maryland this weekend. But next year, the Big Ten is going to have all the major network spots. So don't be surprised when we go through the TV ratings that the first four or five spots are all Big Ten or Big 12 teams. Because the Pac-12 is done next year, right? So that USC game, that's a Big Ten game, right? That Michigan game, that's a Big Ten game.
Yeah.
The other ones that are on here, like I said, Michigan State, Iowa, that's going to be on there. Now, maybe ESPN, like that, ESPN did beat the Iowa game, Michigan State, but that game was a bad game. Who would watch that? I'm surprised NBC even picked that up. But like I said, Ohio State didn't play, so they really didn't have another pick. Unless they wanted Penn State or Northwestern, which was on the Big Ten Network. And that was just bad altogether. So I'm telling you right now that if you're looking at this, you go back to week four, you have Colorado, Oregon. Oregon's going to be a Big Ten team. The next game was Ohio State Notre Dame, Big Ten. The third game was Florida State Clemson. Alabama was fourth, and they were on CBS. Again, next year, that's not going to be on CBS. The highest ESPN game was all the way down at like 2 million viewers. People are cutting ESPN. SEC is not going to get the TV ratings. And I'm telling you right now, it might not be immediate, but the recruiting bump for SEC is going to go away. Because if recruits aren't watching them, they're not going to go to those schools. Right? It's the same reason why people go to like the Big Ten or like whatever, the ACC. They're going to go to a school that's their families can go to that are nearby, or that's going to be on TV so they can watch them. And if you're like, yeah, you got to pay for ESPN, it's $50, its own thing now, or whatever they end up doing with it. It's not like it's going to be crazy, because like even on here, Matt, Michigan Rutgers was on the Big Ten Network, and they're saying that was almost a, what is this, like a 10th or 11th ranked game? I can't really count on the fly here. And it's beating games like UAB Georgia on ESPN. And whenever you're beating games, I know that's a Big Ten game and not really an actual beatdown game like the Georgia one. But the fact that it's on the Big Ten Network versus ESPN is getting better ratings has to be bad for the SEC going forward. Because the Big Ten Network now, we talked about it, has more carriage, right? Because it's part of the Fox Sports thing. And Fox Sports has like 1 million more TV homes or whatever it is now for the first time ever. So it's weird that the Big Ten Network is going to be more widely available than ESPN. And I think that's going to be, it's going to take a mind shift for people, but it's only going to get worse. The only week three had ESPN as the highest rated game. And so did week two. That was Texas, Alabama, and then the week three one was Colorado State, Colorado, which is kind of surprising to me because it was on so late. But there was not a lot of good games that week. Now that we're like in the home stretch, where what was week one? FSU, LSU, and then TCU, Colorado, and Ohio State. So Colorado's been pulling big ratings. They could be the team that saves the Big 12. Other than that, it's all Big 10, and Florida State's been in a couple of these, but they're on ABC, though. It's going to come down to it. That's where Florida State might have to make the jump. Because ESPN's thing is going to be, do we show the ACC games on ABC like they've been showing? Like, are they going to keep Florida State there and Clemson?
I think they might.
Or are they going to flip it and just start putting Bama games there? Right?
I mean, they could continue doing that. But I think as long as Florida State's remaining close to the top five, I feel like they're going to have to get that spotlight.
And that's going to be something that is going to also hurt the SEC, right? Because if Florida State's in more competitive games, you're right, and they're ranked in the top five, they're going to get on TV. Georgia's also in there, but they're hiding. I mean, Georgia's getting picked by CBS. Next year, are they going to pick Georgia over Florida State? We don't know yet. That's going to be the killer, because if they start picking like the Georgia games that used to be on CBS and now they're on ABC, that means the ACC's not getting shown basically at all.
Well, and I'm almost wondering at this point if Georgia's going to run into the problem that the 14 Florida State team had, where they came off the national championship. They lost a lot of players to graduation, but they still had somewhat of a decent depth of returning players that it led to where they just cakewalked through the conference slate and then hit the playoffs and got murdered by Oregon. You know, I'm wondering if Georgia's going to be in that same boat where they cruise through the rest of their SEC schedule and then get to face competition in the playoffs.
Well, I'm almost wondering, it's hard to tell from their schedule. They really don't have a tough crossover because they get that Auburn one, that rival game. I think that's locked in. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not too in on the SEC schedule, but it really depends. Like, is Kentucky really good? They play Kentucky this week. Kentucky could be the first like good team that they played, because Auburn doesn't seem like they're that good yet. It's Hugh Freeze's first year.
But you know what? They still struggled with him.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if Kentucky's actually good, I could see Georgia losing this week. Georgia hasn't looked good. Like, they're actually starting to lose first place votes now. Like, Michigan picked up like 10 first place votes or something, because Georgia just hasn't looked good against South Carolina. They should have lost. Should have lost to Auburn. Like, now they're going to play Kentucky. Florida hasn't looked good. So maybe you're right. Maybe they're just not challenged by anyone on their schedule. But honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if Georgia ended up winning 9 or 10 games and they don't even make it, just because I don't know how good these other teams are. Right now, they haven't played any ranked teams. They have 4 ranked teams left, but they're all in the high 20s. It's Kentucky, Missouri, Ole Miss, and Tennessee. It would be like Michigan playing, like Wisconsin, Iowa, Michigan State, or like teams that are like normally kind of ranked. But they're not really tests, you know? They're not playing Alabama or LSU or someone that has like top talent until the SEC championship game. But I have a scenario for you, because I've been looking through the undefeated teams, and there's a real chance where if Georgia does drop one of these, Matt, and Alabama already has a loss, if Alabama picks up another one, you could have a 2-loss Alabama as SEC champ. Did they get left out of the playoffs? No 2-loss team has ever made it. Like, if Kentucky beats Georgia this week, I'd be surprised if Kentucky went undefeated. Like, maybe Alabama ends up playing Kentucky in the championship game. Do they put in a 1-loss Kentucky that just lost to Alabama in the playoffs, or do they skip the SEC altogether? Like, that's a scenario that could happen this year, just because I don't think the SEC teams appear that strong. I'm not saying that they aren't. I wouldn't be surprised if Georgia won 3 championships in a row, because they have the talent. Alabama's kind of there, but I think Alabama talent has definitely dropped off to the point where they're kind of like Ohio State now, where NIL really did a number on them. I wouldn't be surprised if Saban retired in the next couple years, because I don't think there's any way back. When Texas comes into the SEC and they've been winning NIL and they've been spending millions of dollars or whatever on recruiting trips, with like, see what they did for Arch Manning. It was ridiculous how much they spent on him. Alabama can't compete with that. They're already making less money than the Big Ten schools from the TV deal. That means the boosters are going to have to spend more just to keep up with like a Nebraska that isn't even good. And then you have Texas coming in that's making the same money that they're making, and their boosters are already spending an outrageous amount. And it's going to be tough for Alabama to keep up. I have a buddy that lives down there now. I've been telling him, like, they don't look that good. They don't look like they have the depth. Georgia has the depth still, but like you said, they're new players, new quarterback, and that could go any way. Like, Michigan had a bunch of people come back. That's why I think they've been the most consistent team. I would say the schedule hasn't been that close, but they've killed every team they played. Excuse me. Like, no team against Michigan has been close so far. But they're one injury away. Like last year when Blake Corum went out, that was a different team that ended up in the playoffs. They still beat Ohio State, but they lost their best player. If Corum goes down or JJ goes down, the Michigan team, like, I wouldn't be surprised if they only won like 9 games. Because having a stud player like that is on the level. They're saying JJ's QBR is one of the highest of all times. Up there with like Heisman type guys like Baker Mayfield, Patrick Mahomes, like weird guys, like guys that are like all-time greats. So like, for him to be on a run like that, if he gets injured, Michigan's team could go down at any time. So it's hard to like make predictions right now. But I would say the way it looks is the Big Ten is going to have a team in. I just don't see anyone else beating Ohio State, Michigan, or Penn State. I'm still worried that there's going to be a 3-way tie. That's my nightmare. Because, like, at that point, how do you pick the best team? They're not going to put three Big Ten teams in, right?
You just look at the ratings and you go, all right, you're the one that's in since you'll bring in the biggest audience.
Well, then that then would be in, baby. Don't get me hyped up like that, Matt. Texas plays Oklahoma this week. Do you think Texas is for real?
I feel like we've been waiting around to say it, but I do. I do feel like,
because
as much as I want to argue it and not, I think they finally had consistency with Sarkisian there. They're getting the recruits to come in, and I think that they can compete right now. I mean, clearly they beat Alabama.
And I was wrong. Georgia has 35 first place. Michigan actually has 12. Texas has 10. And Florida State has 4. Ohio State has 1, but we'll leave them out. So out of those 4 teams, like Georgia, Michigan, Texas, and Florida State, they're all from different conferences. The other conference that I think right now has to be annoyed with the preseason rankings is the Pac-12. Because you have Washington, Oregon, and USC 7-9, right? Sorry, I'm starting to die. They could do the same thing that the Big Ten schools could do. They could all beat each other up. And then you would have what scenario? I think in that scenario, if you have 3 one-loss Big Ten teams and 3 one-loss Pac-12 teams, does one of the Pac-12 teams even get that high to jump in there? Because that would kind of be a slap in the face, right? Or does that conference getting removed, you just, like, do the voters just say, we don't care, you're leaving your conference, we're not bailing you out this year? Which I feel like could happen, right? Washington looks legit, but if they trip up against, like, Oregon, are they just done? And they say, well, do it again next year when you're in the Big Ten. Right?
Yeah.
Washington fans might be mad, but I don't think any other fans would be. Because, like, if it comes down to it, let's say you have a one-loss Florida State and a one-loss Washington. Do they bump Washington over them because they said they have more ranked wins or something? Possibly. But I don't know. There's a lot of football to be played. Notre Dame is right there taking that loss. I think really hurts them backing in and helps the Big Ten again. And I really don't want 2 Big Ten teams to make it unless Michigan's the second team getting in, right? We're owed that after last year's debacle with Ohio State backing in. We don't want them. If they get the back in, we should get the back in once, right? That should be the rule. And actually, if we lose to them and we back in, we should get a rematch right away. That's what their fans wanted last year. Then one of us can make the natty. But I don't know. Penn State's right there. You have the Pac-12 schools. Oklahoma. If Oklahoma beats Texas, do they jump up? I saw one at AP poll voter, I forget who it was, on Twitter saying that they have their ballot ready for next week. If Ohio State loses, they're still going to be in the top, like, whatever, because they beat Notre Dame, so they can't fall behind Notre Dame. And they said that if Oklahoma beats Texas, they'll basically take Texas's resume and they'll be ranked number 2 or 3. It's like, what the hell are you talking about, buddy? You either think Oklahoma's that good, but you have them ranked 12th right now, or whatever they had them. That's what they are. Or no, they are 12th. They were, like, around that on that guy's poll, and he was saying that they're good enough to jump all the way to 2 or 3. Then put them at 5 right now, right?
Yeah.
Why are you going to jump? Like, why are you going to jump Florida State after 1 win? They're either good or they're not. Right now you have them as 12. They're not jumping whatever, all like 10 spots up to number 2. That would be insane. I know they've been blowing everybody out, but they played nobody. Texas is their only ranked game. Oklahoma, that's the one thing that's going to annoy me, is if the Big 12 is that bad this year, which, surprise, surprise, Matt, the COVID 20-year players, they're not on the roster anymore, so the Big 12 sucks right now. Are you telling me that was a blip? When the Big 12 had like 26-year-olds on the team, now that they're all graduated, now their teams suck? Oh, color me surprised, Matt. Color me surprised. Utah and Colorado are going to come in and basically own that conference, I think. I'm down for it, though.
Yeah, I would say that's probably a likely scenario.
I mean, Colorado's recruiting like gangbusters right now. And that's what annoys me with Michigan State, because they're like, we're going to go after Deion. I'm like, I'm sure you guys are. That's who I don't want you guys to get, because that would just be annoying, having Sparty like pull all these recruits out of nowhere. But maybe Deion would just rip that place to shreds and then have everyone transfer, and then he would go somewhere else bigger. I don't know. Would he leave Colorado after 1 year? If I'm with him, I say no.
I don't think there's a way he could, because the way he built Colorado right now with all these portal kids, like, if he pulled all those kids with him again, we're just like, I'm just taking my players with me to wherever I go. Like, that would be insane, and they would definitely do it.
Yeah.
But then, like, the next school would be like, well, I don't want to just have him completely gut my program.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what would happen. But if I'm him, I'm looking at it, because everyone keeps saying about how he's going to go to a bigger program. It's like, why? You could be the Bobby Bowden of the Big 12 right now, right?
Yeah.
I don't even know who else to compare it with, but Bobby Bowden made a living ripping through the ACC and then winning a couple natties, right? With a 12-team playoff, he doesn't even have to rip through the Big 12. He just has to be good enough to win it, or win like some of the games, right? You could have a tough cross matchup with like some of your old rivals like Nebraska. Nebraska's not even good. Get them on there yearly, right? I would be, if I was a Colorado AD, I'd be working through a schedule with the Big 12 trying to get Nebraska back on the schedule every year, because they don't look good. I don't care. Like, they could be betting on Matt Rhule, but Nebraska, when they come out flat against Michigan, and he went for it on 4th-and-1 instead of taking the points, you don't know what your team's going to do. Take the points. Go 14. It would have been 14-3. They don't get it. Michigan scores again. Next thing you know, it's like 28-0. Instead of 14-3, and maybe they get a stop and a touchdown makes it 14-10 at like halftime or something. Not getting it deflated his entire team. Matt Rhule looked on the sideline like he was going to cry. And they called the stupidest play. It was a quarterback draw. Michigan's DN blocked the tight end, Matt, completely back into the quarterback, because they did it from shotgun. The DN blocked the tight end, I'm going to repeat it, all the way into the backfield and hit the quarterback trying to do a quarterback draw from shotgun. There was no way Nebraska was going to convert that play. When the line is so bad that Michigan's blowing you off the ball every time, and it's like a 4th-and-1, and you run a quarterback draw from shotgun, and then your team looks like it's going to cry, you're going to get destroyed. I mean, I had more texts about, because it was a national game, about, well, Michigan is a lot better than what they see, like everyone was saying they were. It's like, yeah, because I don't think the Talking Heads watched Michigan. And Nebraska was supposed to have the number 2D, run D. Michigan had like 200 yards on them. They could have had more if they weren't goofing around and had all their guys out by the third quarter. Like, I mean, I guess not really goofing around, right? But, like, you don't want anyone to get hurt. But if I'm Colorado, I see that game, and I'm like, Matt Rhule said something about, well, we knew we weren't going to be able to match up with the Michigans and Ohio States. Now we get to find out if we can match up against Minnesota and Wisconsin or something, he said. And I thought, what an idiot. Like, you knew you were going to get killed on the ball? Then why are you going for it on 4th-and-1 from shotgun with a quarterback draw? It makes no sense, dude. If I was their fans, I'd be so mad at him. Maybe the Carolina Panther fans are right. Maybe the game has passed him by. Maybe the Big 12 is easier than I thought, and he could build a team like Baylor up, because the recruiting there is so bad that Deion can come in and just win the conference a couple years in a row. We'll see, because I think that's going to be my prediction. I think Big 12 recruiting is so bad. That's why Oklahoma's been able to win it every year. I think we're seeing it now. I think COVID was an anomaly, and now that those guys are gone, the Big 12 teams look bad. Like, we talked about Oklahoma State going down.
Yeah.
Now, like, West Virginia's looking bad. Like, they played Penn State pretty close, and they beat Pitt or whatever. That's like, what are they doing? I don't know, but if I'm the Big 12 going forward, like Colorado looks, or not Colorado, Cincinnati looks bad. Maybe that's why Luke Fickell wanted out of there. He's like, I got to get out of here. I'll go to Wisconsin. I know they're not good either, but I'll go ahead and get out of here. And Iowa looks bad. I don't know how anyone can watch Iowa. This is my last thing for the show, Matt, by the way. Oh, no, I was supposed to talk about the Tiger King. Or should I say the big cat, striped jungle cat leader king, because I don't want to get sued if I use the phrase Tiger King. But before I get to that real quick, Iowa played that night game against Michigan State. Michigan State's coach is fired officially. And a lot of their players are supposed to be transferring. Iowa still barely beat them at home in a night game. I know Cade got hurt. I should have talked about that on the pre-show. I'll talk to you about it after. But Iowa, I don't know how they just didn't fire Brian Ferentz right there. The team looked so bad, I was embarrassed to be watching it. I thought, no wonder they didn't score against Penn State. They can't even score against Michigan State. Like, the defense, special teams, was the only thing that won them that game. And Cade gets hurt, and it's like a gutsy win against a Michigan State program. They pretend like Michigan State still has D'Antonio coaching it, and they were the Big Ten champs last year. No. Although, watch Michigan lose to Michigan State or something stupid this year. I don't know. But the Tiger King thing. So Joe Exotic is going after Jordan Travis because apparently after they beat Clemson, he was selling like some NIL Tiger King shirts or something.
Because he slayed both of the Tigers.
Both of them?
LSU and Clemson.
Oh, I think Auburn Tigers is first Tigers that I think of.
Well, because you're a weirdo.
Because Bo Jackson, baby.
Yeah.
And Frank Thomas, big hurt.
They have a bird. They don't even know what they are.
Someone thought they were watching the LSU play last weekend, and it was the East Carolina game. I was like, do they look like Tigers out there? That's the Pirates. And they're like, no, I'm pretty sure it's LSU. And then like LSU was on later in the day. I'm like, LSU's on right now. Who are you watching earlier? I knew it wasn't LSU. But Joe Exotic's going after him. And I did some digging, and crap, I can't find out where I had it. Oh, right here. So Joe Exotic doesn't have the Tiger King trademark, but he does have an application in for Tiger King shave lotion, anti-aging moisturizer, blemish beauty cream, or hydrating masks that also include an eye gel containing vitamin C, Matt. So if you want to look your best, you can buy Tiger King gear. But it's not going to be the t-shirt stuff. Does
that mean Carol Baskin has that trademark? Did she beat him to the punch?
Well, I know. I think that's why we talked about it a little bit last week. And I didn't know if we talked about it all the time. But he is a Florida Gators fan, dude. So he was selling Gators merch. And I think I told you that probably annoys you, right? So you're not a Joe Exotic fan anymore. You're just
I can't.
Why? Go for it. You like that show.
Past tense. We're done now.
It's like, I think it was the Migos guy, Offset or whatever. He was like at all those Michigan events when Harbaugh got hired. I saw him at the Colorado game, and I thought, what a traitor. Now he's on Deion's side? Luckily, Deion's side coming to the Big Ten. But I was like, oh my gosh, can't believe it. He was on there with Derek Jeter and Tom Brady. Now he's with Deion Sanders. Can't believe it, Matt. Can't believe it. Let me double check. I don't think I have anything else. You have anything else for the show you want to talk about?
No.
Oh, wait, we did have one more. The XFL and the USFL have announced a merger. This is our final bell because I forgot to bring it up earlier. We thought this was going to happen anyway. I'm pretty sure we talked about it on the show, where I thought the way the XFL had like the teams spread out and the USFL had like all teams in like opposite locations almost. I wonder what they're going to do in terms of team announcements because they haven't announced anything yet. They said there's going to be something to watch in the future. I really want to see how they're going to merge both leagues, because they kind of had different mission statements, you know, where XFL was more like hit the big cities, be like an NFL minor league, where USFL was kind of like, let's try to be like a college type small thing and build like the rivalries like I had been saying that they should do. But now how are you going to merge both of those together? You can't have, what, 16 teams they would have? That seems unlikely, right?
Yeah, I would be surprised.
Although maybe me and you can get playing back to our playing days. They put a team down here and they need some guys just to play on the weekend, right? I could come out. Tom Brady can do it when he's like 40. I'm not even there yet. I will start doing sit-ups in my driveway like T.O., have the local news come down. Because like when you start to get a certain point where you're a minor league program where you're only giving like a couple $100 a week, you're not going to get a lot of people that are playing, right? You have to have the means to play. And I think they were doing a lot of the medical stuff because you could always get hurt or whatever. But with those other leagues, like I don't think there was a lot of too many injuries because it's like old men playing, right?
But I think like with the merger, the one thing that's really going to be, a positive out of it is they're no longer competing with each other, but it opens the door to more of a streamlined pathway for players to go to the NFL and to make those NFL rosters, because they're not going to have competing leagues like going for players and things like that. So they can develop more of a stepstone or a pathway for guys to get into the league.
And that's the one thing, I know I've talked too much about TV ratings, but I wonder what's going to happen with the TV deals. Because one of them was on NBC, right? The USFL. And then the other one was on Fox and ESPN. I think that's what the XFL was on.
Yeah.
So now are both networks still, or all three networks still interested? Because I mean, if ESPN drops out and it's like a Fox NBC thing, kind of like the Big Ten has a deal now, that actually wouldn't be too bad. And then you'd be able to watch more games, right? Because it'd be on a major network. It would either be Peacock. And honestly, if Peacock's going into the Big Ten and then they're adding in XFL in the spring, that gives me incentive to like actually sign up and keep it, right? Because I'm still in my trial right now, which takes me, I think, through like December or whatever. They extended it because they had, I think I had an Xbox deal, and then they extended it because I had like Spectrum down here or whatever. It's like the only internet I can get. So they extended it a few more months. So it's like an extended trial I have still. So basically get the entire first year Big Ten Peacock package, which has been nice for when I want to watch Big Ten games, but there's not that many, right? Next year, we'll see if hopefully more go on there. And then if the XFL goes on, like there has to be something else to get me to stay a subscriber. Because like the only other thing I've seen on there sporting wise is like soccer. And I don't care about that. Like, I don't care about international soccer. It's the same thing about, like, why the USFL and XFL, there's no, like, local teams in North Carolina. That's why it's very easy for me to just stay a Braves fan. And you can own part of the team just by buying stock. So, like, you can be invested even though they're not your local team, right? They say that in my network, it's Baltimore or Washington. I don't care about either of those teams. You think I'm going to drive all the way north to catch an Orioles game? Are you insane? I would never go to Baltimore. Have you seen The Wire? I'd never go there.
Yeah.
So I know Atlanta traffic's bad, but at least I can own the team and do my part, Matt, and make that not only the team of the South, but America's true team, the Atlanta Braves. And they're going to win the World Series again, hopefully this year. That's what I want from the XFL, USFL. Give me a team that's like an actual hometown team. I don't think they will, but we'll see what happens. DC, that was my closest in the past. If they keep the DC, not the DC United, what was their team? DC Defenders or something?
Yeah.
Come up with a better name. DC Degenerates, and have it be like a guy, like smoking crack or something.
A politician.
Yeah. Perfect. That'd be awesome. I should write, who's in charge? The Rock? I should let him know. Hey, update our local team, the DC Degenerates. That'd be better for me. Right? All right. That's all I have. Anything else you want to hit up on?
Nope. That's it.
All right. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next week.